Today, I know. Today is Daf Lamed of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. We're on Daf Lamed. We are on the second line on the top. Tana Rabbanan. Yayin Mevushal. Yayin Mevushal, which is cooked wine. The Aluntis and some kind of other concoction made with wine. Shalov de Kochavim. If it belongs to a guy. Asurin, it's Asur. Right? Aluntis Kibriasa Muteres. But Aluntis, that's Rashi says it means made by a Jew, and then it's sent over to a guy, that's mutter. That's mutter, that's mutter. Why? Because the wine's already been in there, and it's already been changed, it's already been mixed up, they're not going to use that wine for Yayin Esach. Fine. Ve'ezihi aluntis, what's aluntis? Ditnan gabi Shabbos. We say it by Shabbos, osin anulmin, you're allowed to make anulmin on Shabbos, the ain osin aluntis, but aluntis you can't make. Ve'ezehu anulmin, what's anulmin? Ve'ezehu aluntis, what are these things? So anulmin is yayin, dvash, upilpulin. Anulmin is wine, honey, and some kind of pepper, it's a mixture. And aluntis is yayin, yashan, yayin, old wine, umayim talulin, and clear water, va'afar simon. And it's also a farsimon, which is, what's a farsimon?
Balsam,
yeah. The of delay masusa, that you use it when you come out of the bathhouse. So it's some kind of medicine that's not allowed on Shabbos, that's usher. The aluminum is just a drink. You can make drinks on Shabbos.
It's a cooling drink.
Cooling drink, exactly. But it's like a refua, and therefore it's usher. Okay. Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Amrit Avayu, Yayin Mazug. Yayin mazik means wine that is diluted. Ein bo mishum gilui. It's no problem of gilui. What's gilui? Gilui is, the whole daf today we're talking about gilui. Gilui is that liquids that are left overnight cannot be drunk. Why not? Because what?
Uncovered.
Right, uncovered. I'm sorry, uncovered. Why not? Because v'choshesh, that a snake put some poison into the drink. It's just a health issue. You drink that, you're going to die. Poison. So you know what? Don't drink it. Very simple.
But
100% kosher. Correct. Even contain even that. Okay. Correct. Correct. It's not an issue. It's a health issue. It's a sakana. Right? So, but if it's yayin mazug, there's no issue. Why is there no issue? We're going to learn. There are only three liquids that are a problem with gilui anyway. Wine, I think water, and I think milk. Those apple juice, the snake's not going to bite. It's not going to go in there. So you don't have to worry about apple juice. But these three are a problem. If it's yayin mazik, it's not a problem. Why not? Right? Because the snake's not going to go over there. Right? So there's a big issue. Does gilui even apply with manazeh? If you leave a cup of water overnight on your dining room table, is there an issue? What? So we don't have this problem. Right? The Rishon already didn't have a problem. Right? So the Shulchan Aruch says that since nowadays no such thing, it's not a problem. So it's not an issue. Not an issue. However, the Shla said that you should still, Bizman Azeh, still not do it. And the Pasach Shulchan, which is, if you saw Mishklov, I think, he quotes in the name of his Rebbe, the Gra, that there were other reasons for this Gzira, and therefore you should still be Makbid Bizman Azeh. So, you can do it if you want. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you don't have to be Makbid. So if someone left a cup of water, they don't drink it in the morning, it's not a problem. Bizman Azeh. Unless you want to be Makbid like the other one.
Do snakes actually release poison into
That's what the fear was. It was a fear. It's not a halachic issue, it's a sakana.
I know, but usually into animals or humans or rodents, not into water.
Now, yayin mevushal, cooked wine, ain bo mishum nisuch. There's no issue of yayin nesach. Says the little toast, the second one to the bottom. Kein halacha. That's the halacha. Umutar, b'maga, ovid, kochavim. You're allowed to touch, a guy's allowed to touch such wine. And he doesn't touch the wine itself, he touches the bottle. Don't touch the wine, right? Shmuel v'Avlet. We're going to have a story in a minute. Shmuel with his friend Avlet, the Avodah Zaranik, right? The goy, and they have the drink together. We'll have in a minute that story. Okay. Now, Iboy Lahu, Yayin Mevushal. What about Gzuntai? Yayin Mevushal. Yesh bo mishum gilui, or ain bo mishum gilui? Is there an issue of gilui by Yayin Mevushal, or not? So Tashma. Heyed Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, he once testified, Ayayin Mevushal, Shebo Mishum Gilui. There's no gila by Yayin Vushal either. Why? Stick is not interested in that wine. Rabbi Yanai bar Yishmol Chalash, he once got sick. Ola Gabei. Rabbi Yishmol ben Zirud.
Because of gila?
What?
Yayin Vushal because of gila?
No.
Yayin Vushal isn't a gila.
Yayin Vushal just means it's cooked wine. That's all it means.
No, I'm saying the reason you don't...
No, because we said Yayin Mazug. If it's diluted wine, the snake doesn't bother you. The snake doesn't bother with that wine. So why is the question? What about Yayin Vushal? Today, you won't know the difference. Unless you're a wine connoisseur, no difference. Then it was a big difference, which is why Yayin Mevushal is not an issue with Yayin Netzach, because the guy won't use it. So he won't touch it, so it's out of Avodah Zarah wine, so you can drink it. That's the reason. So now the Gemara has a question about a snake with Yayin Mevushal.
Do they prefer red or white?
That's a good question. So, once he got sick, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Zirud v'Rabbanan l'shulei bei, they went to go visit him. Yosvi v'kamaboylan, they were sitting there, and they were talking and learning. Yayin Mevushal, Yishma Mishum Gili, Eba Mishum Gili. What's the story with Yayin Mevushal? Is there an issue of Gili or not? Amalehen, Rabbi Shmuel ben Zirud, Hakam Rishua ben Lakish, Rishua ben Lakish, Mishum Gar v'Rabba. I heard from Rish Lakish, in the name of a great man, Umana, who's that great man? Rabbi Chia. It was Rabbi Chia, that what? Yayin Mevushal, Ein Bo Mishum Gili. There's no issue. Amrulei, Nismach, can we rely on that? Machvile Rabbi Yanai bar Rabbi Shmuel, so he demonstrated a lie v'al tzavarai, my neck and his neck. In other words, you can rely on that. You can take that to the bank, you can rely on that. The Gemara is going to ask you a question in a minute. Shmuel v'avleit, Shmuel had a friend named Avleit, right? Hava Yosvi, they were sitting together. Aisi l'kamayu chama mevashla. They brought Yayin Mevushal. There's no snake here, right? They brought Yayin Mevushal. So, Mashchei Liyadei. So, Avleit withdrew his hand because he knows that a Jew is not going to drink it if he touches it, the wine. So, he withdrew his hand. Amalei Shmuel, no. Hariyam Yayin Mevushal Ein Bo Mishum Yayin Netzach. It's not a problem. It's Yayin Mevushal. You can touch it all you want. Not a problem. It's a fascinating story. Touch it all you want. Not a problem. Amsei Derev Chia Igluhu Iglaihu La Hahu Chama Mevashla. She had Mevushal wine that was exposed. It was gili, left overnight. Asal Kamei Derev Chia Amalah Harei Amru Yayin Mevushal Ebo Mishum Gili. It's not a problem. We said Yayin Mevushal. There's no problem with gili. No problem. You can drink it. Shmaya. No, it doesn't matter. No, I don't know. I don't know.
The funny thing is the battle between the two
sides. I know. Mm-hmm. It's true. It is true. It's a good point. Shame, Ravada Brava, the attendant of Ravada Brava, Igle Le Chamra Meziga. He had Yayin Mazuk, diluted wine that was left overnight. By the way, diluted wine, we don't even know what this really means. Because today you think of me, oh, I have a bottle of wine, and I'll add water. That's not what it means. Right? You have wine today in a bottle, and you make a kiddush cup, and it's almost to the top. Oh, I'll put a little water in. That's not what it means. It was a whole different way they made wine, right? Where the diluting made it drinkable. I don't know. I'm not a wine kind of stuff. I don't know. What was it beforehand? Before they diluted it, was it drinkable?
It's a lot stronger.
What does this mean?
It was supposedly it was a lot stronger.
Supposedly it was a lot stronger. It was so strong, you couldn't even drink it. You couldn't even drink it, but you had to cut it.
Promise is not physically possible.
What?
Why? Because you can't make wine any more than 18%.
Right.
It's not wine.
Alcohol. I think alcohol. You can't have wine with more than... I thought it was even less. I thought it was 15. 15.
18 is poor. You can make it up to 18.
Yeah, it's up to 18. After that, there's no more alcohol left. You can't have 30% alcohol. Right? So, by the way, but liquor has much more percent than people drink it. Right? It's not liquor. Right. No, so what do you mean it wasn't drinkable? What do you mean it was too strong to drink? Liquor they could drink.
They don't drink a rife case of liquor.
I've asked professionals, they've never been able to give me what it is. They told me it's not physically possible.
Right, so we don't even know, this art. We don't know what it is.
He makes a statement, he says 2-1.
I understand. What does that mean? What does that mean? I know, they said 2-1, 3-4, I know all that.
I think it's the other way around. I think they couldn't handle it.
Right.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
So, whatever it is, diluting it, but it's not, I'll add a little water because I don't want to open a new bottle. I only have half a kiddush cup. I'll add some water. That's not what this is. It's not what that's what we call diluting wine. Right? A little strong. I put some water in it. That's not what it means. So, that's not what it means. What it does mean, I'm not sure what it means.
But elsewhere, we learn to what extent you can dilute it before you can't say...
Correct. So at some point, it loses its status of wine. It's not wine anymore.
Yeah.
Correct. The same thing even with Bezman Hazeh. Right? If you put in this much wine and 10 ounces of water, it's not wine.
Right.
That's true. So what exactly is going on here, I don't know. But the point is that once it's diluted, the steak wasn't go there.
You know, if it's really related, if you give your non-Jewish neighbor an open bottle of the bushel and says, you can have, take the cup and bring it back tomorrow, you let him use that?
So that was yesterday's stuff. We said yes.
Yeah. Why?
Because he, once it's mevushel already, no. So once it's mevushel already, what? How does mevushel change anything?
No, what I'm saying, what is meat, if you give him meat, you're afraid maybe we'll exchange it.
So we said you have to put a seal on it. Right. And one seal is enough.
No seal, you can't do it.
Correct. One seal. How do you put a seal? One seal, I'm not sure.
Right.
One seal is enough, because we said he's not going to be matriarch to cheat you for one seal. Right. So you know, undo the one seal just to cheat you. It's not too much tircha. It's not worth it. Right. Okay. Amalei, Hari Amru, yeah, we said that already. Yayin mazak, ein mo mishum giloi. Yayin mazak is no diluted wine, whatever that is, no issue of giloi. Amr of Papa, lo amar el de mazak tuva. That's only true if it's very diluted. Aval mazak, velo mazak, but if it's only partial diluted, shasi, then it will drink it, the snake. Umazak, velo mazak, mishasi, is that true? A snake will drink partly diluted wine. He was once on a boat. He had wine with him in the boat. And they saw lahu chivra. There was a snake. The tzari vasi that it was passing by, and they're looking at the snake. They're looking down at the snake. The snake's looking down at them. They have a confrontation with the snake. He told his attendant, "Sami ene didan. Get that snake away from here. Poke at it. Do something with his eyes. Right." Shakal kali maya shadabe visar lachore. Put some water in this. Put even a little bit, a few drops of water in this wine. Steak will go away. What we're going to do is put a few drops in. So what do you see? That even if it's a little bit of diluted, this thing's not going to go near it. You said it has to be very. It's not true. The story has only a little bit diluted. So the Gemara said like this: Achaya, achaya, maser nafshe. On undiluted wine, no diluted at all, it'll even be moser nefesh to put poison in there. Amaziga lo moser nafshe. But if it's a little diluted, I gotta go put it. I should go there to where the people are. They're gonna kill me, so the snake won't go nearby. If he's alone, then he'll go if it's partially diluted. But here he was not alone. There were people there, so the snake said it's not worth the hassle.
Right.
Not worth the hassle. Exactly.
So leaving it overnight when it is alone.
If it's partially diluted, yes. Rashi says that. Umiyu kilo chazi le shasi. If no one's watching him, he'll drink it. Yes. Unless it's very diluted, then he's not interested at all. Right. Now, v'amaziga lo moser nafshe, is that even true? If it's diluted, it won't be moser nefesh, the snake? V'amar of Yanai, have kia be'achbure, we're in the town of Achbure. V'amri la barhedja hava be'achbure. Some say barhedja was there. Okay, Havi Yasvi, they were sitting there. Havi Kashasu Chamra Meziga, they were drinking diluted wine. Pashlu Chamra Bikuva, the Saronuhi Biparunka, and they covered the barrel of the wine with a cloth. Okay, and it was diluted. The Chazilahu Chivra, they saw a snake. The Shakal Maya, it took water. Snake took water. Virama Bikuva. And it went, it took water in its mouth, and it went to the barrel. Ad demale bekuva.
Fill up the barrel with water.
Visala chamra iluve beprunka vishasi. And it soaked the wine out of the cloth. That's what.
The snake added water to the barrel.
Correct. So what do you see? That the snake is moser nefesh. Even for diluted wine. Look, did all this. Spent all night doing this.
Most of the effort should be drinking it, not if he's...
What?
Only water into it.
He's enjoying it.
I don't get...
So why were they afraid? What?
What were they afraid of? He's putting water into the wine?
He's putting water into the wine so that the barrel will go more to the top. And yeah, he could soak the wine out of the cloth. He couldn't get into the barrel. The barrel was closed.
Uh-huh.
But the cloth was closed to the cloth. So what did he do? He put water in to soak... The wine should come to the top so he could soak the wine out. What do you see? That even if it's a little bit diluted, he'll still drink it. So the Gemara answers, exactly. Amri, demazik, ihu, shasi. If he dilutes it, then he'll drink it. He diluted it. He spent all night doing this. Demazik, arachmini, lo shasi. Someone else diluted it, he won't drink it.
He likes the way he dilutes
it. Exactly.
He's very genius. Why would I offer
I'd like to find
that. Amravashi.
This is the diluted wine. Is that the preferred way of drinking it back then?
So apparently it wasn't drinkable without diluting.
That's right. It's very strong.
Yeah. Yayin, regular yayin is not...
We don't know what this means. We don't know what this means, diluted. We don't know what that means.
It's a yayin versus yayin mustard. What's yayin back then?
Yayin meant, I don't know what yayin meant without mazuk. What is this? Good question. What does yayin mean without mazuk? What does it mean, yayin mazuk?
That was me.
No, so what's yayin without the word mazuk?
When you finished,
it was the regular yayin. No, so we said yayin is a problem of gilui. But yayin mazuk is not a problem. What's the difference between yayin and yayin mazuk?
Yayin is in its wrong form. Mazuk is it when you're ready to drink.
So yayin wasn't drinkable. So they kept it around like that. Okay, they kept
mazuk.
No, they kept it around.
Maybe they have some sort of concentrate.
Yeah, that's the concentrate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and you cut it before you drink it.
Amar Ravashi, V'tamer of Masharshia, he says an unbelievable thing. Piruka l'sakanta, you spend the whole daf getting a tarim, getting coolers for your health? What's the matter with you people? And Rashi says, l'davar sheish po sakana, atabala tarit, everything that's going to come, you give terutzim, filistor, rayas, you're upslugging rayas, right? Sha'anu mavian, we're bringing rayas, v'anan nismoch, ahani, shinuya delesi. No, this is not a problem, it's different. What are you doing? It's a kana. Just trying to be healthy. Trying to save your life. No, the snake's not going to do. What are you saying all these crazy things? Ella, vaday lo shenachi v'lo shenachi asr. It's all asr. Why is it asr? We want you to be healthy. Make up crazy stories. Crazy. Okay, when it comes to halacha, you can do that. When it comes to sakana, you can do all that. It's a funny thing. Right? Amar Rava said, Rava, you're right. Hilchasa, therefore, yayin mazug, yesh mamishom gilui. There's a problem of gilui. Just because it's mazug, still a yayin esach problem. Yayin mevushal, but if it's yayin mevushal, ein bo mishum gilui, ein bo mishum yayin esach. Once it's mevushal, you don't have to worry, the snake won't go there, and neither will the guy touch it, and therefore, and if you touch it, it doesn't touch the l'shem of Avodah Zarah, therefore it's okay. I don't know. Just not interested. Because we're going to learn in a few minutes, we're going to see, only a few liquids, the snake is even, there's even a problem with gilui. Not every liquid.
Yeah. I would think that there'd be more of a problem with yayin mustard leading to assimilation, because no one's going to go out and drink yayin together with a guy. It's not drinkable. The thing, yayin mustard, there's no.
So we.
Of course, there's no. You would think more of an issue with yayin, because no one's going to go drinking yayin.
Yayin, well, you didn't say anything about yayin mustard.
You just said yayin mustard, yeshbo.
So we said yesterday that there's two reasons for the gzera. One reason is you shouldn't fraternize with them. And there's another reason about Avodah Zarah. Separate reason. Okay. Shamei Derev Chilkiya Bar Tuvi Igle Hahu Kista Demaya. He had some barrel of wine. He was watching a barrel of wine. Have a Gnayim Gabe. He went to sleep next to the barrel of wine. Asala Gabe Derev Chilkiya Bar Tuvi Amalei. He came by. Chilkiya Bar Tuvi came by. Amalei. Hari Amru Emas Yoshan Aleim. Yeah. Once you sleep next to the barrel, the snake's not going to come. Because the snake's afraid of you. Is that true? Snake's afraid of people. It's a funny thing, right? Velohi, that's not right. Oh, vahani mili, where am I? Vahani mili biyamamba. It's only in the daytime. Avo belayla lo. The night the snakes are scared of you. Velohi, it's not even true. Loshna yama, loshna belayla, emas, yoshan, aleyan, lo mirin. That's not, we don't say that. The snake's afraid of humans? When did you ever hear that? That's not true. It doesn't make a difference if it's night or day. It doesn't make a difference. Sleeping awake. The snake's not afraid of anybody. Rav lo shasi mi be'ar ma. Rav wouldn't drink from a be'ar ma. But what wouldn't he drink? Wine?
Water.
Water, even water. He wouldn't drink water from a goy. Why not? Amar lo zehiri begili. They're not nizer in gili, the goyim. Now you'd wonder to yourself, at some point, if the goyim start dropping like flies, say, why is everyone dying? Must be, wouldn't they say that?
Must be cholera.
Must be something, right? Must be something.
It's not an issue. The snakes are not injecting their venom.
It's a sakana. What do you mean? It's a sakana.
What I'm saying, but if they're healthy, the more or less.
So they're not dropping. If they're not dying.
It's okay. I mean, the lechomer, the
right. So I don't know. This is the chumra. I don't know. Listen to the next one.
I always have a problem with that. It's also like we take something between fish and meat.
Right.
Because it's a sakana. They don't.
Right.
You have the same meal.
All right. Right, that's a good question. So what's up with that?
We have different standards.
No, it's a sakana.
Sakana.
That's what I'm saying. If all the goyim are dying, then why are we all dying? Why are the Jews not? Let's do an analysis. What's going on here? Is it the water?
Let's give a kid a
Yeah. So so Rav, listen to this. From a widow, he would drink. A Jew, a widow. Amar, he said, she's really been trained by her husband. Her husband passed away. It's a sad thing. But she's been trained by her husband. Not going to be an issue. She knows what to do with the gili. Shmuel, just the opposite. Lo shasi maya armalasa. She will not drink water. Shmuel will not drink water from a widow. Amar la, he said, Amar lesli amsa de gavri, v'lo mechasi maya. The husband's not around anymore. Not on top of her. So she doesn't get lax. She's not so careful. However, avli be armo shasi. From a guy, he would drink. I would drink from a guy. Yeah, nihi da gili lo kapti. Yeah, I'm akbar on that. But on the kiyusa mahadi kapti, they're still makbar on cleanliness, goyim. They're still human beings. They still want to drink clean water. Rav lo shasi maya be arma. Rav wouldn't drink water from a guy. Aval be armala sa shasi, but from an armana he would. Shmuel lo shasi maya lo be arma v'lo be armala sa. He wouldn't drink from anyone. No, nobody. He wouldn't drink from anybody. Okay. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, shalosh yenos hein. There are three types of wine. The ein behem mishum gilui, and none of these three have an issue of gilui. Elohein, what are they? Chad, sharp wine. Mar, bitter wine, and matuk, sweet wine. What exactly these three things are, I don't know. What the differences are. Ma chad, the sharp one, is tila, charifa, dimitri, ziki. What does that mean? It's very strong wine. It doesn't have any sweetness. It tastes almost like vinegar, and it makes holes in the jug that it comes in. Something like that. Right? Mar, what's ba? Mar? Yarnica, it's a bad, bitter wine. And matuk, what's matuk? Sweet. Chulia, it's made from the grapes that are on the top of the tree, right? So the sun beats down on them very much. They're the sweetest ones. Okay? Rav Chama, Masni Liluye, he said a slightly different thing. Chad, chamar, what's chad? Sharp wine. Chamar, upilpilin. That's it's wine where they add in some pepper to give it some sharpness. Mar, what does mar mean? That's apinisin. It's some kind of grass, some kind of herb that they add to the wine to make it bitter, because it's really like a medicine. And matuk is mei barg. It's a very good quality. And all these three things, the snake won't go near it. Okay. Amar b'shirim ben Lakish, karina ein bo mishum gilui. There's no issue of gili in karina. My karina, what is that? Amar vavo, chamra, chalya, da asi, me asya. It's very, very sweet wine that comes from a town called Asya. Amar rava, ubim komo, yeshu mishum gili. Yeah, but in that town, of course, there's an issue of gili. That's what they drink. To you, it's some specialty. The snake's not used to it. But over there, they are. My taima, chamra medinahu. That's what they drink over there. Amar rava, hai chamra de ikrim. If the wine starts to sour, ad tlasayomi, for the first 3 days, yesh bo mishum gili, bo mishum yayinesach. Still a problem for both. Mikan ve'eilech, ein bo mishum gili, vein bo mishum yayinesach. After that, there's no more issue. Nardai omri, afil lubasar tlasayomi, cheshina mishum gili, even after 3 days, still a problem of gili, maitaima, zimna mikri vishasi. And the state's got nothing else to drink. He'll take his chances with that vinegar wine. Okay. What? Yeah, very good. Tana Rabbanan. Yayin Toseis means very new wine that's just been squeezed. Right? And it has like bubbles in it.
Yeah, fermenting
calls it. Ein bo mishum gilui.
The first stage of fermenting.
Ein bo mishum gilui. There's no issue of gilui. I don't know what this means exactly. What? Is that?
Probably
isn't that grape called grape juice?
No.
It's grape juice watered down wine.
No.
Grape juice is unfermented.
And if you leave grape juice standing, it doesn't come stronger.
Because they cook it. And they add sugar to it.
Yeah. So, all right.
Uh-huh. Fekama tisi sato. How long is this fermenting go on for? Gilmu yamim, 3 days. Okay. Next. Yeah?
Just reading on the internet, snake venom, if you drink it, nothing really happens to you. It has to be injected into
you. Oh, really? Why is that?
Because it just gets neutralized by the stomach acid.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Hashachalayim. Shachalayim is, I think it's called cress.
Yeah.
Right? So, if you have a ein bo mishum giloi, there's no issue of giloi. Now, kress is not a liquid. So, what does this mean, right? What does this mean exactly? That you add water or wine to the kress. Once there's kress in there, there's no issue of giloi. Ubnei gola nagu behen iser. But the Bnei Gola still wouldn't drink that if they left it overnight. That's only if there's no vinegar in there. If there's vinegar in there, migri behu, it's they're repulsed by it and it's not a problem.
It says here it's only
Kumpa Disa
they're referring to.
Right, okay. Kutachabavli is some kind of dip, right? That's made from milk, moldy bread, exactly. And it has maybe vinegar, so all these things. Ebo mishum gilui. Again, there's no issue of gilui. You leave it overnight. Ubnei gola no gubo iser. But the bnei gola would not drink it. Amar of Menashe. Amar of Menashe. E ispe nekure, then cheshinon. But if it had the look that a snake had been there, like those fangs, had the fangs markings, then nobody would drink it. Okay.
That's a pashtus.
Amar b'chir bar Ashi, Amar Shmuel, may tif, ein bo mishum gilui. If water is dripping, drip, 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 that's not a problem of gilui. So you have some leak in your house, and you put a bucket over there, and dripping, in the morning you can drink that, if you want to. Because, right, Amar v'ashi, food the oven tif l'hadi tif. Has to be a continuous flow of dripping, not it drips once every hour, I guess, I don't know. Has a continuous flow of dripping, then the snake won't go near it. Okay, I don't know. What
Chinese torture.
Yeah.
It tends to have the sounds.
Keep the snake away. Fine. That would do to stuff like this. Amar Vash, Vachia Barashi, Amar Shmuel. Pi te'ena, ein bo mishum giloi. What about a date?
A fig.
A fig, I'm sorry. There's no giloi by a fig. No giloi by a fig. Now, what? Fig's not a liquid. Fig's not a liquid. So, kiman, kiaitana, titania, rebeleza omer, ochel adam anavim ute'enim balayla. You're allowed to eat anavim, grapes, uteinim, and figs, balayla, at night, ve'ena choshesh, you don't have to worry. Mishum shenemar, shomer pesayim Hashem. Hashem watches the foolish. Now, what do you not have to worry about? Right? You don't have to worry. Now, the Mepharshim explain, what's going on here with the date? So the date can have a crack in it, and if it has a crack in it, it's exposed, there's liquid in there, and maybe the snake will put his venom in the date. You don't have to worry about that. As a matter of fact, you can eat a grape at night or a date at night without checking. Checking what?
Checking for
an opening, for a crack. And if you eat it at night, you don't have to worry. Why? Because Hashem watches the foolish. What about the smart ones? The smart ones won't do it. Only the foolish ones, right? So, he quotes over here, right. He says over here, Tosva says, that it's only true if you have no reason to be suspicious. If you have a reason to be suspicious, you can't eat it even at night, even if you're foolish. Okay, fine. Right.
Why, is it foolish to eat it at night?
What?
It implies it's foolish.
It's foolish to eat it at night if it's a red flag.
No,
oh, yes, it's foolish to eat it at night. Yes, yes, it's foolish to eat it at night. Right? Why? Hashem guards the foolish. Right? Okay. What? Well, that was Rav Moshe's heter for smoking. Rav Moshe didn't ask for smoking because he said Hashem, because it's also, it should be also to smoke, it's so dangerous. He said, no, Shomer Pesayim Hashem.
Right, so I'm saying, how far does that go?
That's pretty far, right?
Same text.
Pretty far.
Sounds like famous last words.
Right, it's pretty far, right?
What do you mean, if you smoke, you won't get lung cancer because Hashem's watching?
No, it's pretty far then.
It's pretty far then. In 1983, but, he wrote that.
What does that
mean? No, but he also said that they weren't 100% sure.
I know, so you can even, first of all, you can quibble with that conclusion.
Which one?
That it wasn't 100% sure? In
1983? The warning labels came out in 1964.
I understand.
With before song.
Yeah, but you can write whatever you want. Right? You can write a warning. It doesn't mean it's true.
Right, so what does that mean? What does that mean? How far can you go?
Right, so can you go walk in, so you can go walk in traffic and take Shalom Pesach Hashem? No. Can't do that.
That means you won't get lung cancer?
No, it's not what he said. It's not usher. It's not usher.
Hashem watches over those.
It's not usher. So it's not usher. Doesn't mean you can do it. I mean, it's not usher.
Many post-it now today say it is usher.
Correct. Correct. There's a yeshiva in Bar Park where the yeshiva made a rule. If you smoke, they ushered you to have any hana from anything in the building. If any of the bachurim smoke, that means they can't use the bathroom. They can't sit down. They can't smoke. You hear that?
Maybe yeshiva had a different thing. They used to give out
cigarettes when you walked in.
How many yeshiva bachurim in Israel smoke?
It's a problem. It's a problem.
No, they used to give...
It's a lot more than a year.
Hmm?
They used to give out chosen cigarettes. Anytime somebody came across and said, you bought cigarettes. And
what?
Then, no. And then they found out what's going on, so the Rebbe Kalmanovich made acid it. Oh, because one guy went to the doctor, and the doctor said, stop smoking. He said, I don't smoke. So they found out that the space mattress is so full of smoke that it's affecting people. So he acid it, and they said, from now on, the chosen...
My right, exactly.
So I become obese.
Right, exactly. It's a good question how far you take it. I don't know. Right? I don't know. Okay. Next. Amr of Safra, Mishum of Yeshua Deroma. Shlosh Amini Aratain. There are three types of poison of a snake. Shalbachor Shakua, a young snake, the poison is very strong. It sinks. Shel Bainani Mefafeya, a middle-aged snake, it stays in the middle of the drink. And Shel Zakein, tough. An old snake, an old timer, it stays at the top because it's the weakest. So Gemara says, "Lememra dekama dekashish chachish chile." That the older it gets, the weaker it gets. Is that what it says? For tiny, but we learned shlosha. Now this memory is also difficult. Shlosha calls manshem as kinon gevura mitosefes bahen. The older they get, the stronger they get. Now that's true till some point. At some point, it starts to go downhill. Right, so at some point it's not true, right? You get an old Elohim, dog, nachash, v'chazir, a snake, a fish, and a pig. So a pig, a 99-year-old pig, is not as strong as a. I don't know how old pigs live. I don't know how long they live. But the point is that goes against the issue with the poison. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a problem. Koach hasufu dekomosef. No, it gets stronger in terms of its koach. However, zihire kolish, but the venom taka gets weaker. Okay? As a matter of fact, Shalbachar Shakua, Shalbachar, it sinks, Lamai Hilchasa, why do we need to know that? What's the halacha? What's the ramifications? Here it is, Tanya, Chavis Sheneskala, if the barrel was, now this is going to be a problem with all the scientists, Chala Sheneskala, if the barrel of wine was left overnight, Afal Pisha Shashun Bimenu Tisha, even if 9 people drank from it, for Lo Mesu, and they didn't die, Lo yishtu menu atziri. The 10th one shouldn't drink it. Why? Because it could be that the poison sunk to the bottom. Right. So when you're drinking from the top, you didn't get to the poison. On the bottom already is the poison. It's only at the bottom. Is that true, scientifically? That this poison will only be in the bottom?
I think it's
got a
higher density.
Yeah, okay. So, ma'isahaya, shashatsu menu v'lo meitu. There's once a story. Taka, 9 people drank it, they didn't die. V'shatsu atziri v'meis. The 10th one drank it, and he died. Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Zeshakua. You're right, because it sunk to the bottom. So you drink it at the bottom, you died. Okay? V'chein avatiach, also a melon, shenizgala, that got was left overnight. Open melon. Afal pi, she'achle ben ates ben adam v'lo meitu, even though 9 people ate from it and didn't die. Lo yachle menu atzibi. The 10th one shouldn't eat from it. Ma'i said it was a story. Hayav achle menu tisha, 9 people ate from it. V'lo meitu, they didn't die. V'achalatziri, v'meith, the 10th one ate from it and he died. Amar b'yirmiya, amar ra, amar somebody, zeh shakea. Again, it sunk to the bottom.
Well, it's like you have chocolate syrup, you put it in the milk, at the bottom you have a lot more than you have.
Correct, because it's more dense. Right, okay, very good. Okay, very good.
That's why we don't drink water either in the morning that's left overnight.
What do you mean?
A glass of water that's left overnight, we don't drink that because it's a kona. Because we're afraid that a snake is...
I understand. So we just said that Bismanazah, you're talking about then?
Well, they carry it.
So Bismanazah, the Shulchan Aruch Paschal is not an issue with Bismanazah. There's no snakes around. You want to be Machmer like the Shla and the Grua? Okay, you're 100% allowed to, but okay.
So can we be more makes on that than, for example, Mayim Acharnim, where, again, the Sakana is not, doesn't apply?
So it's the same thing. Some people are not Machmer on and some are. Yeah, okay.
It doesn't exist today either.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't exist today either.
No, so the same answer is given that just because that there could be other reasons for it,
right,
that we don't know about. Not just that.
The problem is add that and this, and give the reason.
Right. So what other reason is there?
Exactly. Don't right. give the reason otherwise.
Right. Okay. Next. Tana Rabbanan. Mayim shenis galu, not only that, water that's been exposed, that you're not going to drink, so lo yishpachem b'rishas rabbim. Don't spill out into the street. Why? Because somebody maybe is walking without shoes, and he has a crack in his foot, and he can die also. Same thing. For lo yarbet behen es ha'vayit, don't use it to sweep the house, the floor, for the same reason. For lo yigabel behen es ha'tit, don't use it to use it to make cement. For the same reason, it could jump out and steps on it. For yashke behen lo behem, don't give it to your animals. For lo behem as chaver, not to your friends' animals, right? Doesn't mean your animals' friends. It means your friends' animals, right? V'lo yirchatz behem panagadav raglav. Don't use it to wash your hands, your feet, and your face. Acher momrim mokum shiyesh sirta osir. No, you shouldn't use it to wash your hands if you have a wound in your hand. Avol ein sirta mutter. But if you don't have a crack, it's mutter. So, Acher Mahayna Tanakama. But the Tanakama meant the same thing. Tanakama said, don't use it. Because, if you don't have a crack, you can't. But then it's not an issue. So the same thing. Ekibanaihu, the difference is, Gav Hayad, the back of your hand, Gav HaRegel, or your foot, Virumne Da'api. What's Virumne Da'api?
Cheekbones.
Your cheekbones. So Rashi says, Pumilia, Shalpanim, the cheekbones, Asher Eitela Ayin, V'ein Sham Sedek. There is no... You don't have a crack in your cheekbones. You still shouldn't use it because maybe somehow it's going to get into your eyes, or maybe somehow it's going to get into your hands or your feet. So that's what the issue is.
What? What do you do with water?
What?
How do you get rid
of it? How do you get rid of it? Put it down the drain.
So the other drain's back there.
Sure they did. Omar Mar.
Go aquifers.
What?
Go aquifers.
Omar Mar. Lo yashke mehen. You shouldn't drink it. Lo behemto, not your behema. Lo behemas chavero, not your friend's behema either. I v'atanya ochel avol mashkel behemas atmo. You can give it to your own behema to eat, to drink the wine, the water that left overnight. How can you give it to your own behema? No, ki tanya hi l'shunra. That's talking about a cat. A cat you can give it to. I hachi dechavrei nami. Why can you give it to your friend's cat? So the answer is dechavrei kachish, because your friend's cat is weak. So Didei nami kachish. So why isn't your cat weak? So by the way, Rashi says, for the Bishunra, the lo mazik le'eres, the poison doesn't affect snakes. The poison doesn't affect cats. Doesn't affect them. The Shunra achalechil chivye kinamin barbe psachim. Cat doesn't bother cats at all. So why can't you give it to your neighbor's cat? No, your neighbor's cat's weak. So why isn't your cat weak? So hadar. I'm sorry. The chavre kachish, it's going to weaken your cat. It's going to weaken your friend's cat. Not going to kill it, it'll weaken it. So did they nami kachish? So your cat also will get weak? No. Hadar bariya. It's going to get better. It's not going to die. So then chavre nami hadar bari. So why won't your friend's cat also get better? So the Gemara says, the zimnin, the boil is bune, because the guy's going to want to sell his cat, umasid le mine. And right at that moment, you're going to feed the cat the poison. It's going to be a little bit out of commission for a few days. Right then, you're going to want to make the sale. Your friend's going to want to sell his cat. He's going to get a bad price because the cat looks sickly. So therefore, don't feed the water to your friend's cat. But your own cat, you can feed it to.
I'm upset the whole Chan Gadya story.
Yeah. All right? So we'll stop here. Stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Very good. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.